Okay. We're on the Nun Dalet Amud Beis at the Gemara. Okay. Where it says the Pshita. The Mishnah said that the Baal can mosif as much as he wants on the Ksuba. So the Gemara asked Pshita. My answer is, Ma'u detayma kitusa of the Rabbanan shlo levai says Mishain lo chamash malan. So the Kiddush is, I might think that the Rabbanan maybe would have stepped in and made a limit how much you can give for Iksuba, not to embarrass the ones that do not have the wherewithal to give, Kamash Malan, that's not the case. There's no Rashi on that. More continues. So Yimratzalo, so we said in the Mishnah, so again, if the Baal wants to add to the Iksuba, he may do so. So the Gemara is Medayek, Ratzalichtov la Loktani, Ela Ratzalo Hosif, it says. In other words, it doesn't say that if he wants to write to her, which would be mashma, it's a separate entity, he can, besides the ksuba, he can write to her like a gift, a separate thing to give besides the ikr ksuba. No, it says he wants to mosi. Means it's mashma that he's adding on to the ikr ksuba. So, Messiah Leila Rabbi Yaivu, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Dama Rabbi Yaivu, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Tnai ksuba, kiksuba dami. So we see from here that it's not a separate entity, but it's part of the ksuba itself, and therefore the ktnai ksuba, the extra tosefet, which is part of the ktnai ksuba, that's part of the etzim ksuba itself. And now the Gemara is going to bring no less than 14 nafkaminas, the fact that the ktnai ksuba, in this case the tosefet, is like the ikr ksuba. Okay, see Rashi, Ratza lichtov loksani, itana lichtov lo yashminya mine shiatosefet kari ksuba. So if it would just say, to lichtov, you know, if he wants, he can write extra. We wouldn't understand from here that the tosefet is called like the etzim ksuba itself. Ela kamatana midaito, stam a gift. Ve'ein shem ksuva love. Hashta that non lahosi, but now since it says the words lahosi, he's adding on to, meaning he's adding on to the ikr. Mashman, no saf alaksuba, shetkiknu chachamim, v'shem ksuba alav, gamhu, it also has a name of shem ksuba, mesayale v'chule, that what? Tanai ksuba ksuba, says Rashi, tanai ksuba, that tosefet shehu masne lahosif, that which he's said he's going to add on, all those that we mentioned in the previous parak as well, they all have the din of the ksuba itself. Okay, so like we said, there's now 14 nafkaminas. So what are they? So first we have lemocheres and ulemocheles, if she sells the ksuba, or if she's moichel the ksuba. Let's see, Rashi, mocheres ksuba, oh, mochel ksuba, if she sells it to somebody, or if she's moichel ksuba, machlo machra esakol, meaning not only the ikr ksuba is included in that mechila or the sale, it's also the tosefes as well. Lefisha kol kari ksuba, like we said, everything's ksuba. Lo amrinan, lo mikri ksuba, ela manamasan. We don't say that it's only the ikr is called ksuba. No, the whole thing's called ksuba, it's all included. Next, ula moredes, says Rashi, that non bepirkin, say later on, hamoredes al baila pochasim la miksubasa. So if a woman literally rebels, no, she doesn't want to have relations with her husband, so we take away from her ksuba each week a certain amount, and we reduce it, until as long as she's a moredes. So it says over there, ad masai hu poches, how much do we take away from her? Ad keneged ksubasa, until the whole ksuba is gone. And then at that which point, then you can divorce her without giving her anything. So, therefore, lo tema kenegan only the manu masayim lechudayhu, ela afa tosefes apochazim aholchin. So here, since it's night tuba kesuba over here, so we take away not only the ikr, we take away the whole thing, the tosefes as well, because it's all part of it. Next we have ula pogemis. Says Rashi, what's that? Pepera kakosev nan apogemes ksubasa lo tifra ela bishvua, meaning that she admits that she received part of her ksuba, and then her she admits she got part of her ksuba, and then her husband claims that he paid the whole ksuba. So now she has to swear if she wants to collect everything else. So im pagma tosefes anami shamar l'shem piraon hatosefes. If she says, I got a part of the tosefes, And then avzu pogemes basa. Again, since the Tosef is part of, we consider it like one with the ikker. So this is also called pogemes ksubasa. He beim toen bala that he kabbalt kolak ksuba. She got your whole ksuba lo tifra ela b'shvua. She again collects only with shvua the whole thing, not only the bit of Tosefet that she claims, but she has the whole thing. She has to swear on the entire thing as well. Next we have lo tovas. Says Rashi. She'amru ha'chachamim ha'tovas k'subasa be'beistin ein la bezonis, that if she claims her she wants her k'suba and she claims it in beistin, that the halacha is that she loses from then on her mezonis. So tovas tosefes nami ein la mezonis, since tosefes part of the yikr, goes together, then claiming some of tosefes also causes her to lose her mezonis as well. Next, ulo veres al das. As Rashi bepera kamadir shamru aleha teitze belo ksuba, that she does certain things which are not according to the Jewish way, so she leaves without her ksuba. Again, lo tema, don't say that ksuba is mana matayim aval tosefes, maybe it's matana ba'amahu, and then lo hifsida. No, we don't say that it's a separate thing, it's a separate matana. No, it's oh, and then first she loses this as well, the tosefes as well. Next we have le shevach. What is that? Says Rashi. She'amru bebechoras, ein abechor notel pishnaim bishvach sheshivchu anechasim lachar mitas avihem. That if the father dies and the chores we know gets double portion, so from the property of the father, if the father's property after his death appreciates, it goes up in value, it's the shevach, so he doesn't get the pishnaim from the shevach. Velo ha'isha b'ksubasa, and also the woman cannot claim their ksuba from the shevach. Tosefes nami, and therefore here dealing with our Tosefes nami lo gabia mishevach sheshavchu nechasim lachar mitas baila. So also here Tosefes, she doesn't collect the shevach that of the nechasim after the meet of her husband is from the not only the main ksuba, she doesn't collect from the shevach also again the Tosefes. Ula shvua, what is that? It says Rashi, l'chol mili the shaychali shaval ksuba. And any time that a woman, in order to claim her ksuba, she has to swear. For example, Rashi gives some examples. Hanifras sholo b'fanav, if she's collecting the ksuba and not in front of her husband after he divorces her. Ve'ed echad me'ida sholo parua, or if Eid comes and says that she parua, that she already got her ksuba, so she has to swear that she didn't. Ve'anifrat minichasim mishubadim, she's collecting from nichasim mishubadim. She has to swear minichse yasomim. She has to swear. There are all different cases where a woman has to swear to collect her ksuba. It's non beperka kosev the ba'u shvua. So after sefes nami ba'u shvua. So too the sefes is like the ikur, and she has to swear to collect the tosefes as well. So now Rashi has a kash over here. Va'afal gav the bogemes b'hai klali isa. So Rashi asks l'chura. We said before, pogemes. Pogemes really comes into the same category as the general category of shvua. Because what is pogemes again? She claims, she admits she got some of her ksuba, and then now she has to swear on all the rest when her husband said he paid her. So that's shvua. So why do we have a separate category of pogemes? So he answers, "Yitzrich leminkat behedia lashmiina de begimas tosefes mahanye lehashbia ke begimas kesuba." So it's in order to tell us that if she's when she's pogemis, this is the tosefes, it helps to lashbia on everything, not just the. I would think that maybe she says I got a little bit of tosefes, so then she swears just to get the rest of the tosefes. So we say no, it's not as Kamashpalan, the Indian of the Pogemis. No, if she swears on a little bit of Pogemis, if she Pogemis a little bit of the Tosefes, she gets the whole she swears on the entire Ksuba. Ushviis, Lagabi Shmita. Says Rashi, Shein Shviis, Mishametes Ksuba, Kishar Shtaras. Elaim Kain, Pagma Bazakfa. Kedamrina and Meseches Gitin, Vitosefes Nami Lo Mishames. We know, of course, the Shmita cancels off loans, but they don't cancel off a ksuba. unless she got paid a little bit, pagma, like she collected a little bit of ksuba, and then the rest of the ksuba was put up as a loan, so then that's what the mamash like a loan, so then it does get canceled. But normally the ksuba doesn't get canceled, says Rashi, and here the nafkamina is that Tosefis is included in that, and the Tosefis doesn't get canceled either by Shemitah. Next, Lekosev kol nechasav labanav. If the husband writes as a gift, all is nechasim to his sons, says Rashi, v'kasav le'ishto karka kolshu, and the wife also gets a little bit, even a little bit of land. That's once she accepts that, she's the rest of her ksuba is nimcha. So av de ksuba asa k'deisa v'yeshno chalim, and again, we're bringing it here to say the Tosefis included that she loses the Tosefis as well when she takes this karka kolshu. V'lig bos mina karka. And minam ziburis, the Tosefis is like the ikur that we know the ksuba is collected from karka and from ziburis, the worst type of karka, and so too the Tosefis says Rashi ein ksuba nigmes ela mina karka umina ziburis kidnan benizakin v'chena Tosefis. Next nafkamina v'chol zman shehi beveis aviha, says Rashi tnan benose later on chol zman shehi beveis baila. As long as she's in her the house of her husband, she can collect the ksuba forever. As long as she's by her husband's house, and we say that she wasn't just because she didn't claim her ksuba doesn't mean that she was moichalit. Just means that she felt a little bit uncomfortable because she was being served by his sons and being fed or whatever. So she feels uncomfortable, but doesn't mean she was being mocha. However. But if she leaves her husband's house and she goes back to her father's house, where the yisomim are not serving her, not giving her to eat, so therefore she wouldn't be so embarrassed to ask for ksuba. So we give her some time though. Govek subasa ad kafei shanim, that we give her 25 years to claim her ksuba. But if she doesn't, Vim Shatka Yeter al Ken Yom Achad, even one day past that, that already shows that she was Moichel, and the Machal, Machaltas Rashi says, Vechein of Tosefis, and here the Nafkamin again is that the Tosefis is included, and she loses her Tosefis also after 25 years and one day. And the last Nafkamina, number 14, Vilksubas B'din Dichrin. Rashi said, "Ksubas bin Nichrin, Kashem Shanot Lim Nedunya Savi Imam." Again, Ksubas bin Nichrin, where she has a ksuba and certain things she brought into the marriage, and that it, after she dies, her husband inherits her, and then when he dies, her sons, her actual sons, get the Nedunya, as Rashi says, of the that her father gave her, Avi Imam, and the Manam Asayim. And the, again, here it's brought to tell us that also kachnot lim tosefet, that she gets a tosefet as well. That's, that they get tosefet as well. That's included in the ksuas b'din dikrin. Okay, that's that. Okay, let's go on. Itmar ksuas b'din dikrin bipudisa amre lo tarfim mishabde yer suntnan b'nei mas mechasi amre tarfim mishabde yizbuntnan. We're going to see over here four machloikasim between the yeshivas of Pupadisa, Matza Mechasia, and how the halakha is. They're different in yanim. Okay, so the first inyan is Lagabe Ksubas Benim Dich. When they have a machloikas and the gears of the Mishnah, which is the, would be the gears of written in the ksuba, legabe the ksuas b'din dichrin, is the gears of yer suntnan, that they are yer sun as lashon of yerusha, or is the lashon like the matam echasya say that it's that yizbuntan. The nafka meaning would be can you toref from an ishubadim? If it's yerusha, you don't take from ishubadim. But if it was given, then it's like a balchov, you can be toref. So that's the difference in the girsa. And the halacha is that lo tarfim mishibande, the yer suntnan, like the pumpadisa said. Okay, let's see Rashi. Itmar. Garas, the gears of the Itmar, not the Itmar. Yersun Tnan, Iun Yersun Kesef Ksubaich, that's the Lashon at Dehel, so Yerusha. Yerusha Velo Tarfa, therefore Milakuchos. However, Pumpadisa said that it's, Bant Machasi, excuse me, said that it, you can, because Yizbun Tnan. Says Rashi, Lashon Balchov, you take like a Balchov. Okay. Next case, next Machlaikas between the two. We have metaltale beloshfua, v'isnu benayu beloshfua, meaning that the husband, if he set aside metaltalin for the ksuba of his wife, and there's like called sare, right? There's like a bundle. Here's where the ksuba is going to come from. The miyached, this bundle of money or whatever, and then he dies, and v'isnu benayu, and here it is. The money's right in front of us. So she can take it without a shvua, meaning the chiddush, so to speak, is that normally the woman, she cannot collect from the yosomim after her husband dies unless she makes a shvua. Why? Because we're worried that maybe he gave her money, paid her off her ksuba, and therefore she has to swear that that was not the case. And however, if we have the metaltling in front of us, that he was miyake for her ksuba, it's right here, so obviously he didn't collect it, here it is. So therefore, there's no reason to swear below shvua. So that's not a problem, everybody agrees. The question is, what about Leisnu Benayu? Let's say this money that he set aside is not in front of us. It was lost, let's say, that this bundle that he put aside for. So now we have a Machloikas. Pupadisa Amre, that she collects, still below Shvua, meaning we're not Choshesh, that maybe he put aside some other money and paid her. We say, no, we're not Choshesh for that, therefore she can still collect from his kark or whatever it might be, below Shvua. Whereas Mata Mechasia, Amre Bishvua. Because we are Choshish now that maybe he, since that was lost, he put aside some other metal to lean and gave it to her, and she got paid already. And therefore, if she wants to collect, she has to collect only with the Shvua. Vehilkasa below Shvua, the Lacha is, again, like Pupadisa, without a Shvua. Okay, see Rashi on that. If the metaltling is in front of us, he dies and it's here it is. Vehi minifras me'am, and she collects it. Notlan below shvua, she doesn't have to make a shvua. Why? The time of Maya Murabanan that minichnis yisomi melo tifra elabi shvua. As we said, the choshishim dil mitzari aspasa. Maybe he put aside money for her. Vahacha haynu tzari aspasa. Here it is. This is the tzari aspasa. It's right in front of us. So there's no reason to make a shvua. However, leisnu benayu, says Rashi, kagon she'avdu, if it was lost, then she collects below shvua, according to one shita. The cave and the avud, honey, since these were lost, lo aspasachrini. We assume that he doesn't have to. There was he didn't put aside other monies and give her. V'chol nechasav achrayin l'ksuba. So v'nifras mina karka. So now she can collect from the karka, and but she doesn't have to make a shvua because we know okay the original was lost. We don't assume he put aside other money for her, gave it to her. Okay, next, back to the Gemara, next case, next Machloikas, we have Yichud La'ara, that the husband put aside land for his wife, specific land, to pay off the ksuba. Barba'a Misranaha, and he delineated the four borders, all the borders of the land. So now, when she collects, she can collect again below Shfuah. We're not choshishin that he put aside some metaltalin besides this land or whatever and gave her. Because we assume that they delineated this is the land, so that's it. And we don't assume he gave her anything else. And therefore she can collect without a shvua. Now what about b'chad mitzra? What if he only set aside, he only mentioned one border of the field, not all four borders? So here we have our machloikas, pintadis amri, below shvua. It doesn't matter, even if one border was delineated, it's enough. And we assume that he didn't give her any money, etc., and she can collect without shvua from that land. They said, no, since it's only one side, we say that maybe he wanted to give her, besides this, some money, and he did, and therefore she has to swear that she didn't get any money. And again, the halacha is like Pumpadisa, below shvua. Says Rashi, ba'arba matzana, sheyiched la karka, ve'kasav la, and he wrote, arba hamitzarim, shela b'chayav. The four, borders wrote in his lifetime. La sosa apatikai, le ksuba, it's like apatikai, here, this is where you're collecting your ksuba from. And then Macy died, so Nifras Heimena Belo Shvua Devadai Sulo Matpis La Tzari Achrina. Since he clearly set aside what land's going to her, we don't assume he put aside any money, and she collects without a Shvua. Okay, Bishvua, according to the other Shita, the Kevan, the Lo Kasav La Arba Amitzarim, since he didn't delineate all four sides, Ein Zut Smicha Lismocha La, we don't say that he necessarily wanted to give giving it. Varehi, Kamisha Loich, as if he didn't miyachet it, and therefore, Viika Lamechash Latsari, then therefore we're back to the thing that maybe he put aside some money and gave it to her, and therefore she has to swear. Okay, the last case of the Machloikas, Amar La'edim, he says Te'edim, nothing to do with that with Ksuber or anything. He said to Edim, Kisvu V'chismu. He had a Shtar Matana, and he wanted to give some Matana of some Karka to some person. And so he went up to Edim, and he says, write the Shtar and V'chismu and sign it, V'havolo and give it to him. And not only that, when he said this to them, Kanumine, they made a Kinyan for the Makabal, no, that is for the person to receive it, that he actually made a Kinyan. So now, Lo Tzarich Im Luchebe, we don't have to ask him if he maybe decided that he doesn't want to give it anymore, if he reneges on the decision to give this Matana. And because we say that since he made a Kinyan is Omed Leksiva, and then therefore he can't be Chozer, and therefore there's no reason to ask him if he still wants to do it. However, that's agreed upon. What about Lo Kanumine? Right, he said here, write and sign the gift, but he didn't make a Kenyan. So now what? Pumpadisa Amre Lo Tzarichim Luchebe. You still don't have to ask if he wants to give it, and we assume he wants to, and just write and give it, and that's that. B'nei Masa Mechasia though Amre Tzarichim Luchebe. You do have to now ask him, to since there's no Kenyan, to ask if he really wants to give it still. And halacha is finally one of them, at least like Mata Mechasia, that you have to ask. Okay, let's finish up. Rashi, Amar Leidin Kismu Kismu, could go on, as we said, Matanas Karka, you're giving, let's say, a gift of Karka. Lo Tzarich Lim Luchebe, you don't have to ask him. Im Adayin Omed B'Dibaro Shichtavu Lo, that does he still want to give it, they should write to him. The Kevan, the Kanu Mimenu, since it was a Kenyan, Stam Kenyan, as we said, like Ksiva Omed, it goes after the Ksiva.